The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on all the social media platforms at The Officer Tatum. We got a lot of news to cover today. New York mayor instituting more strict gun laws by changing the age for rifle ownership or rifle purchase from 18 to 21. I know many people who are listening know for a fact that it's not going to work. They can do all that they want. I'm only counting down the time it's going to take for another mass shooting to happen in their city for them to come to their senses and realize that it's all bullcrap. All it is a virtue signal when it comes to gun control. It's a virtue signal. We all know, it is very clear as the noonday sun, that schools that have teachers who are armed, schools that have armed security readily available, have never encountered a school shooting. However, the best recourse for people who do politics for a living, the best recourse is to institute more laws. There's a means to an end, ladies and gentlemen. I want to walk you through exactly what's going to happen. They know that this doesn't work, but what they want to do is inch away at your rights until they've taken all of your rights. This is not about protecting children. It has nothing to do with that. The Democrats, it has a means to an end. They want to blame the big scary rifle. We all know most gun violence occur with handguns. They're going to take your rifles first. And then once they convince the brain dead people amongst us that they could take the rifles, what are they going to do? I'm prophesying, pretty much. They're going to go for the facts, and they're going to go for the stats. And after they got your rifles, and they've convinced you that they're big, scary rifles, they're going to say, well, most gun violence happened with handguns, so we need to put more restrictions on handguns. Maybe they're going to start with saying you have to be 25 to own a handgun. Because if you look at the frontal lobe and the development of the human male brain, it takes them until about 25, 26 years old before the frontal lobe is completely functional or completely developed in the male species of the human race. I say male species, the male, the man in the human race. So it's going to be 25? And then before you know it, it's going to be gone. And they're gonna make the argument that nobody needs to carry a gun. Why would anybody need to carry a handgun? And then there goes your rights. There goes your constitutional rights. Let me say this like I did yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, your constitutional rights aren't given to you by the government. Your rights are given to you by God, and the only reason that there's guidance there is to limit the government from infringing on your God-given rights. The freedom to speak, the freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, That's not a right that's given to you by the government. The government can't tell you if you have the freedom to say things. The government don't have that authority. This is your amendments or your declaration to the government that you cannot infringe on my freedom to talk, my freedom to speak, my freedom to assemble, my freedom to keep and bear arms. Government cannot infringe. The government don't tell the people what to do by way of amendment rights. It's us telling them what they cannot do, what they cannot enforce. It's to check the government. Fourth Amendment search and seizure is not for you. It's to protect you from the government. The government cannot search your house without a legitimate warrant. That's to protect us from the government. But New York mayor, and I would argue they probably got the strictest gun laws already, and they have people getting murdered all the time, even with the strictest gun laws surrounding rifles, that the Buffalo shooter ended up getting a rifle and going and killing all those people. Interesting enough, killing people is already illegal. So if it's not going to stop a person from killing people, knowing that first-degree murder is a crime, then what makes you think that a person who can make money in the black market by selling rifles is not going to take the chance to sell a person a rifle? And then the person that wants to get a rifle to kill people, what's going to stop them from going to get the rifle? Let me give you an example. Why are schools targeted for mass shooting scenarios? Why did a man go to a hospital and felt confident enough to go in there with a handgun and a rifle to kill a doctor he was upset with? Why does a teenager who wants to inflict pain on others decide that he wants to go to a school to do it? He could have went to a bank. He called people outside at a parade. He could have done any of those things. Why did he go to a school? Because school students are sitting ducks in most of these cities. They call it a gun-free zone. Now, I'll pay a person big money. I'll pay you a month worth of earnings. If you show me a criminal that is going to commit a crime, goes up to a school and looks at the sign and it says gun-free zone, and a mass murderer says, you know what? Dang it. I thought I was going to be able to go in there and shoot as many people as I could, but they said that I cannot have a gun in this area. Let me go back to my car that I stole. Let me go put my stolen gun back in the car. And I was getting ready to kill people, but I'm not going to do that because the law said I can't do that. You know what? Actually, the law says I can't murder other people. So you know what? I'm not going to murder people. Matter of fact, I'm going to go turn the gun in because it's stolen, because the law says I can't possess a stolen firearm. Oh, matter of fact, let me turn myself in because I've been using illegal drugs this whole time and nobody knew about it. But let me go be a good Samaritan because the law says I cannot use these drugs. The law says I cannot possess this firearm. The law says this is a gun-free zone. And the law says I can't kill people. So let me change my mind. Find me the criminal that says that, and I'll give you a month worth of earnings that I make. You're not going to find that person. So what's the recourse? Very simple, very methodical. You can't change the world, but you can change the way you protect the schools. It's very simple. It's very simple. I can't decide who's evil and who's not evil that live on the street that I live on. I can't go. I'm going to go to everybody's door. Which one is harder? For me to go to everybody's door and knock and do a psychological evaluation on everybody that live on my street? Or for me to say, you know what? I got cameras around the house. I got an alarm system. I got a ring camera, and I got guns. So I can protect my house. I don't care about what y'all doing. Y'all could be out there cutting up. But you come to this house, it's very easy for me to protect this house. It's very difficult for me to try to dictate what everybody else is doing. That's the same logic when it comes to getting rid of gun rights and gun laws and implementing gun laws in our country. It's really not that hard, ladies and gentlemen, but the government wants you to think it's hard. Let me transition to another subject matter in which I think is relevant and consistent with what I just said when we talk about listening to the mainstream media. There was a teacher that came out today who was a teacher who was rescued by Border Patrol, by police officers from the Uvalde school. He came out, did an interview on mainstream media. They used that man's emotions to pit against each other and to hate the law enforcement officers that responded to the scene. They used his emotions against him and against us. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? They brought the man on, interviewed him with leading questions, and pretty much got him. I don't know if this is the way he said it or they prompted him to say it this way and then they cut and pasted it to make him seem like he hate the police. He did say he'll never forgive the police for what they did. But they put him out there and essentially he admitted he did nothing to protect his own kids and turned and blamed the police for not helping and saving him. Well, they actually saved him from not saving the kids in his class. Let me explain to you the scenario just real quick. The teacher explains, and the media omits, the teacher explains that he's hearing shooting. Now, he cuts out a large portion of the shooting that we now have corroborated, relatively corroborated evidence based on times and cameras that were reviewed by the DPS leaders who came out and made a statement. I got about 1 minute left. I'm going to finish this conversation in the next segment. But in this last minute, I'll say that there was shooting that went on that the teacher never mentioned. He said he wanted his students to get under the desks, which is what they learned in the active shooter training. But he also told them something that they don't teach in active shooter training is to play like you're asleep. That's nowhere near in the active shooter training. However, I'm not criticizing the man because he probably was frozen and he was in fear for his life. He tells them to get under the desk, to play like they're asleep. And he said as he's doing that, the shooter comes in his room and commenced the shooting and killing every kid in his classroom. Fortunately for him, he survived. There's more to it. Stay tuned. We're going to finish this conversation after the break. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show.
The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Summer grilling is upon us, and if you're looking for a perfect cut to put on a grill this year, look no further. Good Ranchers is the place to get American beef, chicken, and seafood this summer. They sell 100% American meat shipped to your front door, and right now, they're giving away two free 18-ounce prime center cut ribeyes to every person that use my code Tatum. That's over 2 pounds of prime ribeye steak at no cost to you. With Father's Day coming up and all the summer events, this is a perfect time to try a box of Good Ranchers. You can make a one-time purchase or subscribe and save $25 off every box. Plus, you'll get two free 18-ounce boneless ribeyes. Other places will charge you well over $50 a steak to get ribeyes like these. But Good Ranchers is giving them to you for free when you go to goodranchers.com/Tatum. This is a limited stock item. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum and use my code Tatum at the checkout and get your two free 18-ounce ribeyes. Start the summer off right with Good Ranchers American meat delivery.
Breaking news and what to make of it. Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got a lot to talk about, but I want to finish the conversation that I was speaking about before the break about the Uvalde teacher that came out. And of course, the mainstream media is hell-bent on making this tragedy even worse, or using the emotions of citizens and people who have suffered loss to pit people against police and law enforcement. They need somebody to blame. I have not yet to hear mainstream media continue the conversation and blaming a person who actually had a gun, who actually was so evil that he killed children with no remorse. He don't even get airtime anymore. They're not talking about him. They're talking about the police. So this teacher, I'm going to continue the conversation. His teacher, and this is where I left off at, just so you guys know. The teacher had said that while he was telling his children to go underneath the desk, which is what they trained in active shooter training, he told them to play like they were asleep, which is not an active shooter training. I would argue that that's probably wasn't the right approach. However, I'm not here to criticize him because I don't know what it's like when bullets are flying in your classroom. Or at least you hear people getting murdered next door to your classroom and he walks right through and kills everybody in your classroom except you. So I'm not trying to criticize him to the point. I want to point out that the media manipulated what he said to make it against police. So he says as he's telling the kids to go underneath the desk, the suspect walks in and shoots him multiple times. And then it's interesting that he doesn't talk anymore about anything else that happened. He didn't say anything about what happened in the room. He didn't say shooting continued. He didn't say when the shooting started, when it stopped. He said nothing. I mean, he may have said it. They cut it out. Then they manipulate the timeline because at 11:33, when they said that the shooting occurred, what the police report said that he shot over 100 rounds into the class 111 and 112. The teacher never mentioned any of that. The media never talked about any of that. The teacher never admitted to the fact that the shooter came in and killed all his kids and before the cops ever got there. And they don't want you to think that they were killed before the cops got there. They want you to think that the guy was roaming around the school with free rein, killing as many people as he can for 40 minutes straight, which is not what happened. Fortunately, that's not what happened. He would have killed a lot more people. But he goes on to say that the police came to the door and then he could hear them. A young girl from another classroom said, "Hey, we're in here. And he said the suspect walked over while he's still alive, walked over, shot the girl in the head, and said the police were not around to rescue her. Now, I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not true. I'm hoping that that man wouldn't lie on television. I'm going to believe him. But I know that the media is using him to hate the police. Do you honestly think the police sat there outside and didn't do nothing? Or could you imagine in your mind that they couldn't get in because they were receiving fire? Many of them got shot when they first came to the door, and that they needed the proper tools to breach the door. They did not have access to the door. Do you think that if you had to make an assumption, you would think that there is 17 officers, 19 officers in the hallway? Some of them had children in that room. Some of them, one of the guys, his wife was in that room. Many of the Uvalde police officers were very intimately connected to people in the community, especially that school, especially the Uvalde resource officers. And you're telling me that with that much connection to the people, they just stood there and did nothing? And they could have. That's the argument that needs to be had. They could have done something they didn't, or they couldn't have done something, but they wished that they could. Is it a communication issue? Is it a cowardice issue? These are things that people should understand and know before they make comments about it. But I was very disappointed to see that teacher pointing the finger at the police when people could point the finger at him. I'm not going to do it because I don't think anybody should point the finger at anybody. Nobody was ready for what happened. But the teacher left the door open. You didn't lock the door? The guy go through the other class and kill everybody, and he comes right in your class unobstructed. You didn't say he broke the door down. He didn't have to break open the door. He didn't have to shoot the door. He just walked right in your classroom. You didn't lock the door? And then when he only could come in through the front door or the bathroom door. And nowhere in that situation did the teacher think, "Hey, this is it for us. If he comes in here, he's going to kill us. He's already shooting and killing people in the room next to us. If he comes in here, he's going to kill us." People could criticize him and say, "Why didn't you do something? Why didn't you stand there and stand to his blind side? And as he approaches the door, he comes into the door, you attack him. You fight back. You do something. Hit him with a chair. Stab him in the neck with a pencil." People could argue everything in the book about what he didn't do right. People could point the finger at the teacher who didn't make sure the door was secured. All the other classes were locked. One teacher, her door wasn't secured. Was it her fault? People complain the janitor, because maybe the door was broken. It should have latched, but it didn't latch. Somebody left the door unlocked. You can go down and listen, blame everybody. You can blame the boy's mama. How you raise a person that crazy that go into school and kill everybody? You can blame dispatchers. You can blame security. You can blame people at the funeral home. You can blame other people's parents. You can blame every teacher in the school. What's the point? But the media wants to continue a blame game. They want you to hate the police. They want you to feel like the police couldn't even handle an AR-15. But it's so many nuances to the situation. I cannot wait till the information come out because, you know, I'm going to be nice to some people, but some people I'm not going to be very nice to. I'm going to come out and I'm going to ask for them to apologize. And why do you say that there's going to be an apology made, Mr. Tatum? Because I know people who were at the scene. I know people. I've been in communication with some people that knew exactly what happened. They were there. They saw the kids. They saw the destruction. They saw the evil. They saw the other officers. They were there. They got the debriefing. They know what happened. The media can't put it all out, and I can't put it all out. Some of it I cannot put out because I don't want to burn my sores. But at the same time, I'm hearing people that are there on the scene, and part of the investigation, are saying, "Hey, man, a lot of this is not even true. People are really lying. This is going to be a guy sent the message to me, or to another guy who then showed me the message and said, this is worse than Michael Brown when it comes to media disinformation. And Michael Brown, they said, for the longest, said, hands up, don't shoot. The guy said, And he was there, said this is worse than Michael Brown. Like the media is really playing on people's emotions and trying to make an attempt to point the blame on the people they want to destroy. They blame the gun. They blame the police. Is that ironic? They're not even talking about mental health. They're not even investigating what this kid did, who he is, where he was. They're not even talking about his mama. They're not even talking about the gun store. Have you seen an article talking about where he bought the bullets at, where he bought the gun at? They ain't talking about them. None of them matter. They're going straight after your guns, and they're going straight after the police. And this has been a method that they've been trying to use for decades now. And they finally got a particular incident that they can jump all over. They want this to be the next George Floyd. They want it to be the next George Floyd so they can ram legislation down your throat using your emotions against you. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Officer Tatum Show, not the store, the show. I'll be back after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
As you know, our friend Mike Liddell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. He did not stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike Liddell has done it again, introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click the radio listener's square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long. So order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com.
Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Let me continue down the path of truthfulness. I'm going to move on from Uvalde. Let me get a call in just real quick, and then I'm going to move on from Uvalde because I feel like this caller may have something to add to the show. Lisa from Tampa, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Good evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your service and your well-spoken, well-said opening. I have something to add to that, and you did touch on it. The mental issue of these children that do this. Now, this gentleman... child was bullied all the way through K through whenever he dropped out, if he even graduated. I don't know. But most of these school children that have been bullied, they do go in and get revenge. Revenge starts the very first day when they have been rejected and they trusted the people, and then they lose the trust, and this guy didn't even have a father and mother in the home. I mean, come on. It just seems, I don't care if they had parents that were intelligent, they must neglect them. I don't know. However, it's always about bullying. And mental illness is a big problem in this country. It has reached to high limits in these young kids, and it's disgusting. And we need to do that. Clinton took down in 92 all the mental clinics. And when I lived in Albuquerque, they were located near schools, elementary, junior, or middle school, and high school. And they closed them, and we haven't had them back since then, and it needs to be addressed. And by the way, did you see Matthew McConaughey's speech?
Yeah.
At the White House. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it, but I agree. You know, you have to be mentally disturbed to kill children. I mean, with no mercy, you have to be disturbed. The guy that went into the Tops grocery store and just murdered those people. I saw the video. You have to be mentally disturbed. You are not functioning as a normal person in society. You are outside of the realm of functionality of a normal citizen who wants to live in a humane society. And that's why, you know, the kid got smoked in the school was because he had made the decision that he wanted to die that way. And he decided to kill other people in the process. You know, a lot of these other people that suffer from mental illness, they killed themselves. 65% of all of our gun violence in the United States of America for adults are suicides. A lot of them are people who are veterans with PTSD and other mental illness. I had a person that I knew just recently I work with took his life the other day. It was actually yesterday or the day before yesterday. Very, very sad. But we don't talk about it because somehow the gun has his own brain. And my gun is going to get up out of the safe, somehow get itself out of the safe, and run around shooting people with his own brain. I just can't believe our politicians are as stupid as they are. They're either stupid or they're evil. There's no way in the world we should be talking about guns right now. We should be talking about the brain of people who are hell-bent on going out and causing destruction. You listen to The Austin Tatum Show. You can call in 844-900-7243. I'll be back after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is. Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, let me get to this real quick. I'm talking about Uvalde, talking about mental illness. I got a bunch of other stuff that I want to talk about. I already spoke a little bit about the New York mayor adding more gun laws, which I think is absolutely stupid and out of control, and nothing is ever going to happen with that particular situation. I need more time to talk about this. I don't even know if it's the right time for me to start it, but I'm going to start this and then we'll finish it at some other point. Trump-backed senator candidate blames gun violence on black people. Now, most people who may not be critical thinkers may look at this. This article was written by MSNBC, which you know that these people are completely out of control. Some of the things in the article is completely biased. They call him a far-right candidate in the state of Arizona. Now, I didn't support Blake Master. I supported, his opponent, Jim Lehman. But Blake Master is running for Senate in the state of Arizona. They call him far-right, a far-right senator in his paper, in his particular paper. They said that he has been backed by an extremist tech billionaire, Peter Thiel. And they also said that he launched his campaign while backing Trump's baseless allegations that districts with large non-white populations stole the 2020 election. It's funny how they are using race when race is not even applicable here. Far right policy. They call the man far right, but they don't never address what he actually said. He blamed a lot of the gun violence on black people and black communities, gang violence. And he said, he cited places like Chicago, St. Louis, and others. And he said, Democrats don't want to do anything about it. Now, they spent an entire article written by Jahan Jones, whole article, trying to dismantle the guy's character and don't speak to what he said. So you know what your boy B. Tatum did? I went and looked up the numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, the numbers are in. You look at the top most violent murders and violent crime capitals. When I say capitals, I mean cities in the United States of America. We're going to just go through real quick of the cities that they're on the top 16. And I'm going to tell you the percentage of black people that live there. And anybody that got any common sense that live in any of these areas, you know what I'm talking about. Jackson, Mississippi, 82% black. Gary, Indiana, 78% black. St. Louis, Missouri, 45% black. And you know that the crime is happening in the predominantly black areas. New Orleans, 59% black. Memphis, Tennessee, 64% black. Baltimore, Maryland, 62%. Detroit, 78% black. Baton Rouge, 55% black. Flint, 57%. Wilmington, never even heard of Wilmington, Delaware, but Wilmington got 58% black. Trenton, New Jersey, 49%. Cleveland, Ohio, 48%. North Charleston, 45%. Shreveport, Louisiana, 57%. Pittsburgh, only 20%. Milwaukee, only 38%. if you live in these cities, you know for a fact that there's some hoods in your city where all the gang violence is happening. Now, if you look at the demographics of black people in totality in the United States of America, black people typically make up 13% of the population. So when you see numbers that are above 13% of the population in these cities, that means there's an over representation of black people in these particular cities. Jackson, Mississippi, Gary, Indiana are 82% and 78% black. These are the two leading most dangerous cities in the United States of America. So when this man come out and say it's the black people that are causing the crimes, how about people that work for MSNBC go do some research and debunk what he said instead of trying to make him sound like a far-right racist and then bringing up Donald Trump? Donald Trump ain't even in office anymore. All it takes is a quick research. It took me and my boy Nick about 10 minutes, and we looked up all these cities. They're predominantly black. The most dangerous cities in the United States are predominantly black. When I say predominantly, overrepresentation of black, or they're predominantly black. Now, we know for a fact that black people don't live all over the city, or the concentration of black people in many places in Jackson, Gary, Baton Rouge, Flint, Michigan, concentration of black people. And if we had a crime map, and I could do this without even looking at it, because anybody with common sense know that this is the case, you look at a crime map, and all of the crime are happening in the what? Hoods. Baton Rouge, hoods. In Flint, Michigan, in the hood. Even in Milwaukee, in the hood. St. Louis, in the hood. Memphis. I was in Memphis not too long ago doing a speaking engagement, and the Uber driver told me not to leave the hotel. I was at Elvis Presley Hotel, the one they dedicated to Elvis Presley. Had a big old gate around it. I said, oh, this is a nice neighborhood. I said, don't leave the hotel. Right down the street from the hotel, one of the most famous rappers in Memphis got murdered in broad daylight at an ice cream place. Okay. But let's not talk about black violence in the United States of America. If you take account for gang violence in majority black communities, and you account for suicides and accidental shootings, we don't have a gun violence problem in the United States of America the way that they're pitching it. You're talking probably 70. You're probably talking 90% of all the shootings are a gang violence, and suicides. Probably 90% of all the shootings. But they don't want to tell you that because they don't care nothing about the kids. They don't care nothing about they don't care, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know how many times I got to say it. I may have to say it a million times because some people are just watching me for the first time. I'm just going to keep saying it. They do not care about your kids. They don't care about gun violence. They don't care about black people. All they do is virtue signal. Hey, let's do Pride Month virtue signal. They don't care nothing about people who are gay, homosexual. They don't care. They can care less. Illegal aliens coming over in our country by the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. They don't care that they get raped on the way over here.
The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I got people calling in. If you want to join the conversation, call in 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Betty from Minneapolis. Welcome to the Off-Statum Show.
Thank you, Brandon, and thank you for being bold enough to stand for your belief in Jesus Christ and to live a life that shows that you are a believer in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate that.
I want to let you know about, there was an event in Duluth, Minnesota, held on May 15th. It was called Mama's Toy Box. The brightly colored poster had a teddy bear surrounded by very brightly colored preschool toys, and it was advertised as a drag show for all ages.
Oh,
it said, come join local kings and queens for all age drag show. Introduce the next generation to a kid-friendly world of drag.
Hey!
And it only gets worse when on their local, on Duluth, Minnesota's local television station, sadly, Fox 21, the broadcaster had one of the queens dressed as a woman come into the studio. He interviewed him during the newscast and promoted it as a family-friendly event, and this is a quote, something special geared towards the youth. There was a video that came out from that event, and excuse me, but this is what it was. There was one of the queens or kings or whatever bent over with his buttocks completely exposed, and a young boy was standing there with some bills that he was about to donate to the man. This is, I myself am a believer and follower in Jesus Christ, and I, like you, understand that this is spiritual warfare. But it is so outlandish, I don't think people really understand this is going on. If you Google Mama's Toy Box, Duluth, Minnesota, there is a video of the broadcast, the news broadcast. There is a video of the event itself. And there are, right here, I'm looking at an article from the Tennessee Star published June 2nd that speaks of the event. So thank you for your stand as a believer in Jesus to expose these things and help people understand these aren't just conspiracy theories. This is actually going on in our own neighborhoods without our even being aware of what is going on.
Betty, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for the call. Ladies and gentlemen, like, I don't know if you don't, if you haven't gotten it at this point, you have to be sleeping under a rock. Just like Betty said, Mama's Toy Box. We just saw in Texas they got, and this is not, let me explain this very clearly. This is not a love who you love. This has nothing to do with love. This is sexual exploitation of children. Why are they targeting children? Because they need the next generation to be desensitized to pedophilia. Don't believe me. Why you got kids get putting money in thongs of grown men who are impersonating women in a sexual manner? This is not Miss Doubtfire. These are sexual. They stripping. They doing the splits. They twerking. They're partially nude. I mean, I'll say partially nude. They junk is hanging out. It's in a thong, but it's out there. These are little children. Why can't they just do grown people and do a donation? Why do they have to engraft young children into this? We know it's I'm telling you guys, and I've been saying this for 5 years, the LGBTQ movement, just like BLM, just like Antifa, anti-fascist. How you going to fight fascism with fascism? Black Lives Matter. How you going to fight racism with racism? And then you talk about the LGBTQ. How you gonna show pride with pedophilia? And not, I don't think everybody that is gay is trying to go in this direction. And I don't know a single person that's gay that's even supporting LGBTQ plus AARP. Nobody's supporting that anyway. But what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is they are grooming younger people, influencing the youth to be desensitized to sexual immorality so that they're going to desensitize pedophilia, and that's going to be another letter in the alphabet. Y'all remember when homosexuality was a mental illness in the 70s, and now it's not a mental illness. Okay, we say let people live and let live. Now transgenderism, which people knew was a, what they call it, gender dysphoria, now they got people who are struggling with gender dysphoria taking over women's sports. It's not just let live and live anymore. It's that they want to take over. It's not transgender people going in the bathrooms. To be honest, bro, if you look like a girl, ain't nobody gonna know. But they don't want that to be nobody knows, nobody cares. No, they want to make you know that they trans and they want you to accept. Now they mad if you're a man, you don't want to date a man that's dressing like a woman. They say you are transphobic. It's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. This is the beginning. This is a spiritual warfare. These people are demonically possessed. You may not be able to see it, but there's no parent in their right mind that understands they've been having sex. Let me just tell you, I'm just being honest with y'all. They've been having sex. They had kids, so they've been bumping and grinding. They know what that is. They know what sexuality is. They know it, what a perversion is. And then they're exposing their children to it. They know what what's going to happen when their children are putting money in thongs. Funny thing is, if you a man and you took your boy to a strip club and just say they kept the tops on, you had your little boy in the stripping with a lady bouncing a booty in his face, they'd be want you to go to jail. But if you gay, you can have your kids in all kind of strip shows. Somebody else was calling in with a good Christopher from Colorado. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Officer Tatum, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Christopher. Thanks for calling in.
Very good. Very good. My comment is this. First of all, Isaiah 5:20. That's going to sum up what's happening in society today. Number one, that's most important. Number two, back in the day, when I was a kid and I'd ride my bike up and down the street, we'd see bars, and these bars said, must be over 21 to enter. You take a child in there, that is the same thing as what's happening with these drag queens and kings and whomever, and that's contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
1,000%. Christopher, thank you so much for the call. That is 1,000% right. I don't understand how they're not going to jail over this stuff. You know, I used to arrest people for contributing to the delinquency of a minor all the time. When parents would fight in front of their kids, you add a charge on there. That's contributing to the delinquency of a minor. You are exposing minors to delinquent behavior. You're allowing them to go into a bar. At the one in Texas, they were selling drinks. I told my wife, I said, baby, there's no way they can sell drinks and do this at a 21. There's no way they was doing that. She showed me the flyer. They said the kids can drink mocktails and the parents can have full beverages. They in a 21 and over bar selling alcohol with kids and drag queens. Let me say this, because I'm trying not to get crazy. I got one more minute left in the segment. Conservatives, y'all better watch out. Y'all better watch out. Darren, I'm gonna try to hold you over for the next segment. So, Darren, hold the phone, because I think you're going to talk about some of the things that I'm about to say right now. Conservatives, y'all better watch out. I understand you got friends, whatever. You better watch out, because I saw this person running around called Lady MAGA, a dude dressing like a drag, going to conservative events, CPAC, dressed like a drag queen. That's his whole – that dude is a man. He dressed like a drag queen and called himself Lady MAGA. And conservatives is kicking it with him. I say, look, man, I ain't got to be mean with you, but you stay over there, bro. This right here is how this LGBTQ malicious movement infiltrates into the conservative movement. And this is how we're watering down the gospel of Jesus Christ. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Wow. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Many of y'all listening don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all probably don't know what that song is. You don't know what that is. I'm glad you don't, because it came from a really, really crazy place with these rappers out here acting a fool. But anyway, one of them cities that I told y'all, the most dangerous city in Baton Rouge. But I want to continue the conversation talking about these drag queen shows, these kids going to the drag shows. Also, in addition to the drag shows, y'all remember seeing these people dressing their little girls up, doing these little pageant things on these little kids, look like dolls because they didn't put so much makeup on. I don't think that's good either. Y'all, you know who watching that? It ain't Tiaras, little teen Tiaras or something they call it. you know, pedophiles watching that, sexualizing these little kids. Ain't no kid need to have makeup on that little. That's like, in my opinion, and y'all may say I'm old school, it's fine, we live in America, you can disagree with me, you can raise your kids the way you want to raise your kids. I ain't paying your bills, so don't worry about what I'm saying. But your kids don't should be wearing no makeup until they grown. If I had a daughter, you ain't putting no makeup on. What are you doing? You're not finna walk around my house looking like a clown. Because you know they don't teach them how to do it. They little girls got cake on their face. You a baby. You what you doing with makeup on your face like that? You are beautiful just the way God made you. If God made you ugly, you just ugly then. You ain't finna put makeup on top of it. I don't get to put makeup on. If your little brother ugly, he just ugly. You ain't gotta be fake up. I call it fake up. I don't like it, you know. So, but anyway, but you live your own life. Do what you want to do, boo. But I think that people are raising these kids. They got these kids too grown. They in middle school with girlfriends and stuff. My girlfriend, what are you doing with a girlfriend? You don't even pay your own bills. I pay your phone bill every. What are you gonna do for a woman? Y'all girlfriend, y'all don't even have nowhere to stay. You don't even have a car. Daddy got to drop you off at the movies. You don't have a girlfriend. What are y'all doing? Focus on your education. Focus on building yourself and becoming the best version of yourself so you ain't got to be dealing with no little girls. I don't understand why parents don't hold their kids a little higher to account and say, y'all moving too fast, man. Y'all moving way too fast. Even in high school, y'all got to get 99% of y'all ain't going to be together after you leave high school. Y'all gonna go to college, you gonna meet women, she gonna meet men, and y'all ain't gonna even like each other no more. Some people become high school sweethearts, and we all know that's rare. Over 50% of our marriages end in divorce, so we know how rare a high school sweetheart is staying together. People that ain't high school sweetheart can't even stay together. Y'all moving too fast, man. Then they getting into sex. And once your children, and parents ain't gonna like me saying this, once your children start having sex, what you say don't matter no more. That little boy, that little girl is going to have all the attention, and that's going to be who they trust. That's going to be who they rely on. That's who they're going to be emotionally attached to more times than not. And that's why your little boys are out here acting a fool, because they didn't have sex with some little girl, and now mama is whack. Mama can't tell you nothing. Mama don't know what's best no more. Some little thing he chasing know what's right. And the boy in middle school, barely in middle school, high school, don't even know up from down, but he got a girlfriend. I mean, my son ain't gonna. You ain't gonna have no girlfriends.
Oh, we don't play that.
Y'all gonna be friends? It's your friend? Oh, now y'all ain't going to movies? We can go to the movies. Me, you, her parents, and her. We all can sit at the movie. Y'all ain't sitting together holding hands. You know why? Because I was born during the day, but I wasn't born yesterday. I know what little kids be doing in the movie theater. And this is my problem, parents. Y'all know what y'all was doing. But then you let your kids go out there and do it like they don't know what's going on. Y'all know what y'all used to do at the movie theater back in the day. But your little girl go out there and then you wonder why she's pregnant. Because you know what y'all doing. You know what little kids, what's on their mind. And you got to think, they worse than y'all was. They got access to watching all kind of stuff on their cell phones that y'all don't monitor. I'm done talking. Darren from Minnesota, welcome to the Off Tatum Show.
Hello, Brandon. I love your show. I am gay, and I can tell you, prior to Trump being elected, I had probably 15 gay conservatives that were friends on my Facebook page, because I'm pretty political with my personal Facebook page. After Trump was elected, that number increased to about 1,500. And wow. It's definitely changing. I mean, there's a big part of the gay community that, one, it's probably afraid to come out. I think it was more difficult to me to tell people I'm a conservative gay person than it was just coming out as gay, to be honest. And also, that part of the gay community absolutely thinks that drag queens and libraries and having children is disgusting. It is not acceptable. It shouldn't be done. What you want to do when you're 21 and where you want to go, that's entirely up to you. And I have friends who are drag queens, but it's over-sexualizing kids at a very young age. And the one thing I can say about the left, which is so consistent with their hypocrisy, if any one of these outlets, libraries, schools, had some women from a gentleman's club come in there and strip like they do and get money from kids, they would be in an uproar. It would not be tolerated. It would be the worst thing in the world from the very exact same people that think it's okay to have people that are dressed. And drag queens tend to dress in such a manner that is incredibly sexual, because that's the whole idea behind drag. And it should be nowhere near children whatsoever, but it's just another chance for, like you say, the next generation, getting them in there and thinking this is okay, which is, you know, if you want to be a drag queen, that's great. I support you. Enjoy it as an adult. But that yes. should never be taught in schools to children. That's up to their parents and the family to decide what, when, and where, and how that should be taught.
Darren, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. See, you know, when you're grown, you can do whatever you want to do. If my son came to me at 18 and said, "Dad, I'm moving out of the house. I'm trans. I'm gonna pray for you. Go do you, boo. I hope you live the best life you can live. And you're gonna meet Jesus, and y'all gonna have to talk about that. But I ain't Jesus, so you go and live your life. But when you in my house, and you ain't be transing, you ain't gonna be doing none of that. You're gonna do what I tell you to do. When you and you're gonna know. You're gonna have a date on the calendar. When you are 18 and you want to move away from my house, you can live your life. You live in America. Now, if something happened to you and I done told you not to get involved in that, don't come to me. Don't come to me. You're going to get thoughts and prayers. I ain't finna help you. You're going to have to learn. But you know what? People don't want to subject their kids to this stuff. It's like, no, your kids are going to learn. You have to be the leader. Especially Christians out here, man. Y'all Christians, boy. Y'all. I had a dream. I was at T.D. Jakes' church. And I was his pallbearer. I mean, his armor bearer. And I remember just, you know, I had respect for him. I said, man, you build something so spectacular. But, man, these people are afraid to tell the truth. If Jesus came down today, he wouldn't be welcoming half of the churches that we go to today. They'd be wanting to put him out. He's too legalistic. He is too legalistic to be in churches today. Calling people vipers, untoward generation, telling people they're going to hell. Jesus wouldn't be invited. Y'all listen to the Off Tatum Show. I'll catch you after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. The Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Let's get back to spanking your kids. Nah, I didn't talk about spanking your kids. I'm not a big proponent of spanking your kids unless it's absolutely necessary. But we as parents, as fathers, I'm going to talk about fathers real quick because I don't know what it's like to be a mama. I know what it's like to be a father. I know what it's like to be a man. I don't know what it's like to be a woman. And I know what God has called us men to do, and that is to lead. The reason our society is struggling is because men are not leading. We're letting our wives lead. We're supposed to be leaders. And I know some people may not like to hear that, but boo, if you're a Christian, you better follow what the Bible say. Christ is the head of the church. The man is the head of the household. That's not negotiable. And if you married to a man that ain't leading, kick him in his butt and tell him he needs to take his rightful position. Men have to lead, ladies and gentlemen. Get you, especially you single folks, you young women. I know some of y'all are powerhouses. I know some of y'all work hard. Some of y'all are smart. You travel. You're well-informed. We'll get you a man that's traveled and well-informed. Let me give you an example. Candace Owens, for example. Now, y'all know how awesome Candace Owens is. Now, how in the world is she going to find a man that's as awesome? Her husband is one of the smartest men that I've ever met. Business savvy, good-looking, well-traveled. Hey, that's what you got to do. Candace can't be with no simp. She can't be with no scrub, because then she'd be wearing the pants in her family. And I say this all the time. With as powerful as Candace is, when I go over to her house, her husband is wearing the pants of the family. It ain't even up for question. You go in the house, you know who's the man of the house. And it don't mean that a woman can't do her thing. You see what Candace do all over the world. But she has a strong man that can lead and give direction. And she's submissive to her husband. She tear these liberals up every day, but she's submissive to her husband. I feel like Candace need to write a book on this, because I think a lot of women are confused. There's a difference between being a slave and working together as a family unit to do God's will. There's a very big difference. And let me talk to you men real quick, because it's easy for people to say, God said a woman shall submit to her husband. What you didn't finish reading is that a man shall love his wife and sacrifice like Christ did for the church. And now I'm paraphrasing a little bit of that. But a man shall love his wife like Christ loved the church. What does that mean? Christ died, was beaten for the church. He died on a cross, a humiliating death by crucifixion. Do y'all understand what that is? He was beat to death, hung on a cross. They pierced him in his hands and in his ankles. It's actually his wrists and his ankles. They didn't break a bone. Hung him to die. He hung, bled, and died. No, he didn't ask, are they worthy? He didn't say, is she fine? He didn't say, do you treat me right? Christ died because he loved the people. You as a husband should sacrifice it all because you love your wife. Wives, submit to your husband. When you do those things, you are a productive family unit. Y'all should not be arguing about who wearing the pants. And y'all should not be arguing about who doing more and doing what. Get yourself lined up so God can then speak through Christ through your family, through the man. I can't say that enough. You know, I've had a balanced perspective, because when I was in college, I was sinning and grinning. I had a kid out of wedlock when I was in college, and I God is my witness. It has been hell ever since. But God has given me another opportunity to be married and experience what it's like to do it like he told me to do it the first time, to be married, to have children. Therefore, your child could be in your household every single day of the week, and you don't have to split time with some other person that you probably don't get along with. And I'm saying these things to say, do what God has called you to do. You will reap the benefits of what God has called you to do. The mission of God, the laws, are not to hurt you. They're not to inconvenience your life. They are to help you not step on landmines. They are to help you position yourself to become the best version of yourself, so therefore you can be a productive member of society. It goes with health, the way you eat, the way you talk to people, the way you think, the way you serve. All of those things that God has prescribed is to help you. When you don't do those things, you out of line with God, and there's going to be consequences that many of you guys have experienced, and you ain't going to like them. You listen to the Austin Tatum Show. I got one more segment. You better show up. Better come back. Call in. Y'all got the number.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up for today. Last segment of the day. Call in if you want to be heard. Real quick, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I think Doug has been holding for a while. Doug, let me get you in here. Doug, in California. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, this is the first day that I've ever heard you. And I'm really, wow, really impressed. Really impressed with your show. And I haven't been impressed with the show since Rush Limbaugh. I really miss, wow, Rush Limbaugh. I miss his format. But you got a really, really good format. I'm hoping that you'll go national, man. I mean, that's what I got to say to you. You know, really, Duh, really impressed with your show. Yeah, and
no,
I want to thank you for your service. You were a police officer, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I want to thank you for your service. I could never, ever do what you do. The police have a tremendous burden, in my opinion. You know, being they don't know what's going to happen. They have to deal with situations. I could never do it. And I thank you for your service. You know, I'm really, really grateful for it. And what they've been doing to the police officers the last 5-10 years is a sickening shame. It's a sickening shame what they're doing. Because if we're going to be a civilized society, we have got to have a police force. I'm sorry. You know, that's the way it has to be. You know, and are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and what they did to Larry Elders, it's beyond shameful. What they did to that man. What they did to him is comparable to what they did to blacks in the 1800s, in my opinion. And I just think it's horrible. You know, we can never change the past. Never. We all come from different backgrounds. We can't change the past. We can only change the future. That's what we want. We don't want to dig up the bones of the past because it's an ugly past, and they're digging that back up. We can't allow them to do that. And that's what
Amen, Doug. We're running up against the break. Doug, thank you so much for calling in. Man, you just finished it off with icing on the top. Doug could not be more right. We got to support our police. What they did to Larry Elder is a shame. But you know what? We're in this fight together, and we're going to win. We're going to win TKO. I promise you. You listen to The Austin Tatum Show. I'll catch y'all tomorrow, same time.
Making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.